Okay, well, hearing none, this is WRUA 709 Ken. You are listening to the Amron Southern Oregon GMRF Directed Net. And I'm going to continue on with the Amron Emergency or Intelligence Brief. And as a reminder, this is dated on Monday, so this comes from Monday, December 1st, 2025. The precedence is routine, and the current AMCON level is 4. So I'm going to go on to Adelphi.com as a source. The rating is B1. This is a NOTAM. It's a Notice to Airmen. Is issued for Venezuela December 1st this year through March 1st, 2026. The Notice to Airmen restriction is operations. Civilians are restricted, including overflights and crossings for the country of Venezuela, and this was confirmed by a NOTAM source, and there's a very long webpage URL here that I'll read back if anybody wants it, but it has been verified. I've got some comments here. I want everybody, if you don't know it, Kimber does a lot of research on these things to verify what's going on with them, and she says, a quick aviation safety note for U.S. pilots and operators. The FAA's prohibition on flying below flight level 260, which is 26,000 feet, in Venezuelan airspace remains in effect, and the risk advisories for the region were recently renewed into early 2026. Great. To be clear, it specifically applies to U.S. operators under FAA authority and what's restricted. Well, all operations below flight level 260 within Venezuelan FIRs, which is the, I don't know exactly. Anyway, overflights above flight level 260 may still be restricted and subject to advisory, so you always want to check current notices. And why? Well, ongoing security and air defense risk and state instability impacting civil flight safety. And that's from Kimber. There is a map of the affected area if you want to see it, and that is under this URL, and I will read it. It is https://tinyurl.com/5baxsn5z. And I'll read that back if anybody wants it later. Next advisory is from Fox News with a rating of B2, and this says Trump gave Maduro an ultimatum to flee Venezuela, and that has been developing, and there's all kinds of competing claims. President Donald Trump delivered a stern ultimatum to Nicolas Maduro to leave Venezuela immediately before announcing the country's airspace should be closed, according to a report per the Miami Herald. Washington's warning was delivered in a phone call with Caracas and offered guaranteed evacuation to Maduro, his wife, Celia Flores, and their son, but only if the dictator agreed to resign on the spot. Right? It says the conversation stalled, U.S. officials said, and within hours, Washington escalated dramatically. And there's some comments from Kimber on this one. Several outlets report a U.S. ultimatum to Nicolas Maduro, and that's in quotes. Venezuelan officials publicly denied the account. That piece remains media-sourced. We're watching for official documents. And thank you, Kimber. Also, in the local news, you know, we're in the holidays, and the winter season comes around. As you know, we're getting into it. We're lucky enough to be not too cold yet. But please think about cash, toy, non-perishable food item donations to families in need, and at the food banks, they desperately need it, churches, schools, etc. So please stay safe, keep your eyes open, love your people, and be charitable. It is the season. If you'd like to receive the Amron Intelligence Brief via email on the day it comes out, which is Mondays, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And I'll say it again. It is SOGMRSNET@gmail.com. And this is the end of the message as I have it per Kimber, WRKV 487. So we're going to go back to the net. Thanks, Kimber, for all the work you do on that. I'm absolutely amazed with how much information you back check. Okay, we're going to go on to the Channel 3 project. The current Ameron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave 101 Mechanic, and the Rascal. The Illinois Valley started at 6 p.m. and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley Ameron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC nets. All other Channel 3 checks take place right now using GMRS FRS 3, MERS 3, CB 3, and if you have a ham license, on Simplex at 146.420. Stand by.
For late check-in?
Go ahead, late check-in.
WRQC 598B, Stat Rep Green. Sorry about the late check-in.
No apology necessary. Glad to have you. Thank you.
Doing the net tonight.
I assure you it's my pleasure. Okay, so just continue on. We've got several consistent operators that have great coverage in the Channel 3 project in our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. He's assisted by Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. So check in tonight, see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down. You should write them down for yourself anyway, so you know who you can hear. If you'd like to give your tallies to the station monitoring frequency, that's me this evening, that would be fantastic. Anyway, just know that these would be the people that you'll need in emergencies. And as a reminder, ham frequency is 146.420. Okay, I'm just going to stand by for the channel numbers. We'll close the net and followed by any questions. As always, God bless you all. And God bless the Republic. Hey, Roger, 746, are you out there?
WRKJ746, Roger. We're going to start out with GMRS 3, then go to MERS 3, and then 146420 for the ham guys. So everybody go to GMRS 3.